We end daf lamed vav lamed aleph. The fourth line from the top of the yamed. Tano rabbanon hashaychet vehitis dam al hadalas. A person was shechting a behemoth, and some dam dripped out from the behemoth, squirted out from the behemoth, on hadalas. Adalash shel truma. We have here a very vague machlokes, and the Gemara is going to explain it. Rabbi Oymar Huchshar. So Rabbi says that the Dalas became Huchshar. Dam shchita is machshir. So the Dalas became Huchshar lekabel tuma. Rabbi Chia Oymar Toilen. Abchiyah says toilin, which is very vague, what this means. Omar Rabbi Yishaya, ma'acher sherebi oimer huksha. V'rabchiyah oimer toilin. Onu al min ismaich, who can we be seimachan? Boyu v'nismaich al divrei Rab Shimon. So we can be seimachan Rab Shimon. Shei Rab Shimon oimer Shchita machsheres b'loy dam. Rab Shimon holds that the shchita is machsher, but the dam shchita is not machsher. We had learned that the mekayer that dam shchita is machsher is from the posik al oretz tishpachenu kamayim, which is speaking about dam shchita and its hukah shlamayim. And Rab Shimon held that this Hekish is not coming to tell us that it's Hukish Lamayim, just like Mayim is Machshir, so Dam Shchit is also Machshir. No, the Hekish is to tell us that Dam Psuli HaMektoshim is Mutabah. No, so he holds Dam Shchit is not Machshir, Davke Dam Chalolim is Machshir. But it's a very difficult Gemara to understand what is happening over here. Omar Rav Popper. So Rav Popper says an explanation to this Gemara. Hakel moidem heichid de iser le dam mitchila va'atzoit. The dam that was nitaz ala dalas. That means he started shechting. Let us be megashim d'inyan. He started shechting at 1 o'clock. He finished shechting 1 minute after one. The first 30 seconds he shechted the first simon, the second 30 seconds he shechted the second simon, and he's finished with the shechita 1 minute after one. Is hakel moidim heicha de isa ledam mitchila va'atzoif? If the dam that fell 1 o'clock, the beginning of the shechita, if that dam is still on the last. By the Gemara Shrita, Kul Alma Loi Pligi De Machshe. Then, Sai Rebbe and Sai Reb Chia hold that it is Machshe. Ki Pligi V'niskan Achadam. The Machloikis is between Rebbe and Reb Chia, that the dam was taken off from the last Beit Simen L'Simen. That means after the shechita of the first simon, b'shas shechted the first simon, the dam fell under the last, and then they wiped up the dam before he was goymer the second simon, before he was goymer the second simon. Rabbi Sovar yeshna l'shechita mitchila v'yatzai. Rebbe holds yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzoi, v'hai dam shchita hu. And this is dam shchita. Rebbe Chiya sovar eina l'shchita ela l'psoif, v'hai dam make hu. And this is dam make, u'mai toilin adova ad gmar shchita, we wait till the gmar shchita. Im ise l'dam v'soif shchita machsher. V'iloi loy machsha. Let us see Rashi, and then we'll try to explain this Gemara. Zekrashi behitis betchilas shchita. In the beginning of the shchita, some of the dam squirted aladalas of trum. Rabchiya oimar toilin, lekame meforish my toilin. What's shat in Rabchiya? And Rabbi Shaya said, boyu venismaich al divrei Rab Shimon, shehu mesayeyas Rabchiya, shomar ein da marsher, Ahavalei Rebbe Yochid B'mokim Shnayim. Heiche de Isa, we'll explain this later as the sugya progresses. Heiche de Isa ledam al adlas ad gmar shchita shaloi niskanach. That means if the dam that squirted on the dam shchita that squirted on the dlas in the beginning of the shchita, tchilas ha-shchita, if the dam is still under the last bishas the gmar shchita. At gmar shchita shaloi niskanach, it was not wiped off. The machsha, then it's machsha, the dam shchita, this is dam shchita. The iski shlamayim, and rabchiye holds that dam shchita is machsha, not like Rab Shimon. He holds that it's iski shlamayim. But if it was niskanach, eino l'shchita ela l'psoif. So the shchita is only b'shasi was goymer the shchita. Shniskanach koydem simen sheni adayin loyhoye kori dam shchita. It's not called dam shchita, ela dam magayfosoi, it's called dam mage. Now, this gemara needs an explanation. And there's Amuridike Chidushi Haran that says Amuridike Bir in this Gemara. We had a Gemara previously that there was a Machlekes if Yeshna Lishchita Mitchila Ba'atsoif, Eina Lishchita Ela Lipsoif. Let us just see one case that the Gemara spoke about over there. The Gemara wanted to say the halacha is that a sheichet poradume, the sheichet becomes tamei, he becomes tamei b'shchitas hapor. So the Gemara says there'll be an afkemine if you have two sheichtim. If one will shecht one simen, another will shecht the second simen. So if you hold yeshna l'shchita mitchila batzoi, so the whole procedure is a maise shchita, so both will be tamei. The first one shecht and second one shecht. So both will be tamei. If you hold eina l'shchita ela l'psoif, so the it's considered a maisa shchita by the gemar of the second simon, so only the second one is tamei. The first one isn't tamei. That's where we came in contact with this machlokes. Yeshna l'shchita mitchila batzoif, eina l'shchita ela l'psoif. Zokteran. So, but let's learn the Gemara Elef. So the Gemara says, if I hold Eina L'shchit Ela L'psoif, after the Shchita, it was Goyma the Shchita, the first one is still not a Shechit. Eina L'shchit Ela L'psoif means that the Maise Shchita is the Gemara Shchita. After it's Geshacht. The first, the Shchita of the first Simon is not a Maise Shchita. I mean, it's the only is considered a Maise Shchita By the gemar of the second simon. Rekteran, our gemara says something differently. Our gemara says, if the dam is there, it wasn't wiped up, afilu yehod eina l'shchita ela l'psoi, so it's machshe. Because the dam is still there. He says, what's came on, the dam is still there. But if you need dam shchita, and yehod eina l'shchita ela l'psoi, So this is not dam shchita. What's the difference? It was wiped up. If it wasn't wiped up, the Gemara makes a chilek if it's wiped up or not. Zokteran amoyre dikipshat. A Gemara that says, eina l'shchita ela l'psoif, is not the same Gemara that we had mentioned by Por Adume. He says, amoyre dikizach. He says as follows. That machloikis is in Maise Shchita. When is it called a Maise Shchita? Eilo Shchita Lupsoit means that the Gmar Shchita Sesmonim, that's called a Shoichet. Till then it's called, not called a Maise Shchita. So the first Shoichet is not Tomei, the second Shoichet is Tomei. Yeshlo Shchita Metchila Vatsoif, the whole procedure is a Maise Shchita, so each one will become Tomei. He says, how do we know that Dam is Machshe? For those who hold that Dam is Machshe, because it says, Al Ha'oretz Tishpechenu Kamayim, so Dam Shchite is like Mayim. We learn another thing from this Pasuk, Al Ha'oretz Tishpechenu Kamayim, that it doesn't need Kisei Adam. Dam Behemah does not need Kisei Adam. But Tishpechenu Kamayim, you can spill it like water. Achaya needs Kisei Adam, and the Behemah doesn't need Kisei Adam. So he says, let's go backwards. When one shechts Achaya, you need Kisei Adam. Which dam do you have to be Mechase? The whole dam. The whole dam Shchita you have to be Mechase, not that's a Dova Muskim. There is no Shaykhis at all with Yeshmo Shchita Metchila Vatsayif. The mitzvah of Kisei Adam is the dam that came out B'Shah Shchita, Metchila Shchita, Atsayif Shchita. That dam you have to be Mechase. That's mitzvah's Kisei. So let's go back. Now we have a posik by a behemah, Tishpechenu Kamayim. There's no mitzvah's Kisei on the whole dam. And the whole dam, the whole dam shchite, which by chaya needs kisei, here the whole dam shchite is like mayim. It doesn't need kisei. The whole dam shchite doesn't need kisei. Fine. But we learned two halachas from this pasuk. The first halacha was that the dam shchite is machshe. Now the dam shchite that is machshe is similar to the dam shchita that does not need kisui. Just like the dam shchita that does not need kisui means the whole dam shchita doesn't need kisui. Just like by achai, the whole dam shchita needs kisui. And this is not like achai, the whole dam shchita does not need kisui. So, it says, Allah tishpachenu kamayim, the whole dam shchita is like mayim, it doesn't need kisui. And the whole dam shchita is machshir. You learn that two things from the pasuk. The whole dam shchita is machshe. So I have a pasuk. Don't tell me machlokes when it's called a maise shchita, when it's not called a maise shchita. That's a machlokes before yeshlo shchita metchila b'sayif. But dam shchita that is machshe, the whole dam shchita is machshe. It's ois kishpat. Because from this pasuk we learn now two halachas that it doesn't need kisui. And that means just like dam chaya, the whole dam needs kisui. Here, the whole dam does not need kisui. And the second halacha is that it's machshe. So the whole dam is machshe. So now I know the whole dam is machshe. Fine. So the dam that falls out, tchilas hashchita is machshe. That I know. It's kamayim. It's kamayim. So this is kamayim. So he says, "Uma mayim, mashke vaday, b'sho sho'im dem al ha'ichlim, af kol mashke einei machsher, elim kein hu mashke vaday, b'sho sho'im dem al ha'ichlim." That means, just like mayim that is machsher an oichl, mayim is zicher amashke. There's no sakis of mayim is amashke. Hala oretz tishpachenu kamayim, dam that is machshe like mayim, is only a dam that you know that it is amashke. Now, the machloikis, yeshno l'shchita mitchila v'atsoif, eina l'shchita ela l'psoif, means as follows. When dam falls, I'm starting to shecht. Let me ask you a question. Is this dam shchita Yes or no? So the answer to this question is, we'll see. We'll see what happens. The Baal, he's shechting one simen. What if he's going to stop over here? So it's not dam shchita. It's dam makke. What if he won't stop? It's dam shchita. So what is it now? So you know what the Teretz is? I don't know. We'll see. Get patient. We'll see. If he's goyme the shchita, now I see this is dam shchita. If he's not goyme the shchita, so it's not dam shchita. So if you hold eino l'shchita ela l'b'soif, you know what that means? That means as follows. When do I know that this is dam shchita? When you finish the shchita, then I'll know this is dam shchita. B'shatoi, it is a suffix. Dam can only be machsha like mayim. When mayim is machsha, I know it's a mashke. The mayim, when falls on a mayim that is machsha, is I know that it's a mashke. Dam shchit is machsha, but it can only be machsha when I know that it's a ba'achshore, that it's a mashke. Kozman, I don't know that it is bekoyech la'achshir, so it's not similar to mayim. So the man, the yama that holds, eino l'shchita elo l'psoif, holds that the dam that fell on it, that is machsha, can only be machsha when I know that this dam is dam shchita, and this will only be nisbara when he finishes shechting. What this dam is now, I don't know. Maybe he's going to stop. Who knows what this dam is? If he stops, it's dam makke. If he continues, it's dam shchita. So when it fell on the oichel 5 seconds after one, so I'll ask you a question, is this dam shchita? Is it machsha now? So I shrug my shoulders. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what's going to happen. And it's totally by the... So he goes, eino, that's the taich, eino l'shchita, elo l'psoif. It's only nisbader that it's dam shchita when you finish the shchita. And when you finish the shchita, now I see that dam is dam shchita, so now it could be machsha. But what if you are neighbor chacham, you wiped it off after the first simon? That's the case of Agamor. Niskana chadam was wiped off before he was going with the shchita. That dam b'shaita did not have a shame mashke because it's a suffix. Yeah, something can only be mashke if it's similar to mine that I know it's a mashke. Mine I know it's a mashke. This I don't know if it's a mashke. So it's not b'koyich l'hashke. The other man, the homa, holds yeshna l'shchita metchilas batzoif. He holds it the other way around. He's shechting now. So it's dam shchita. I have to assume it's dam shchita. If he stops shechting, oh, then I'll see that it's dam makke. But yeshna l'shchita metchilas batzoif holds that we have to assume halachically that it is now a shem dam shchita. If he's making a maisa shchita, he could stop. Yeah, a lot of things could happen. But since he's making now a maisa shchita, I have to assume that this dam is dam shchita. Dam shchita. Dam shchita is masha. So it's doime to maya. That is a saburdike pshat in the gemara. That's what the Ran says pshat in the gemara. There's no shaykhis to yena machloikis. Yesh no shchita mitzvila matzoik. Engel shchita alopsoik. There the machloikis is if it's considered a maisa shchita. This is what to say, that's not considered a maisa shchita. But dam shchita zicha machshe, the whole dam that comes out for shasta shchita zicha machshe. Because dam chaya, the whole dam needs kisui, dam behema, the whole dam doesn't need kisui, and the whole dam is machshe. That I have psukim. So this is considered dam shchita, the whole dam is dam shchita, that is machshe. Now the shaila is, how do I look at this dam? Do I say, v'shatoi, it has a shem dam shchita? It's not called a sofik. It's called, it has a din dam shchita. Or I say, v'shaita, I don't know. It'll be nisbaro when he's going with the shchita. So if v'shatoi, it is a mashke that is not mevurer, that it has a teiris mashke, it is not pekoyich lahakshe. That's if you hold, ain't no shchita, yod yash no shchita betchila batsoif. Then it's called, I assume now it has a Torah's dam shchita. Now let us again see the lashon of the Gemara. Omar Rav Poppe, Hakel Moide, Heiche de isa le dam. If the dam is still around, mitchila vatsoi. So I see klar that this is dam shrite, because he ended up with a meise shrite. Kulam loy pligi de machshe, it's machshe, when? After the gemar shrite. Ki pligi bin iskana chadam bein similisimin, that the dam was wiped off. Rebbe sova yeshna le shrite mitchila vatsoi. Rebbe holds that it has a shame dam shrite. I don't know if the clerk, maybe, he's going to shech, this has a teures dam shrite now. It is a teures machshir now. It is a teures mashke now. So memele, if he stops, so then, I'll say, then it's a golden milsam afrei, that's not dam shrite. But without any shinui, I assume that now it's dam shrite. Bahai dam shrite, so dam shrite fell, dam shrite is machshir. And so Mamela was marshir as soon as it fell. You wiped it up, it's irrelevant. As soon as it fell under the last, it was marshir to the last. Rabchiyasova eina lishchita ela besoy. Rabchiya holds, no, it becomes nisbarer that it's dam shchita when he finishes the maisa shchita. Then I say, oh, now I know this is dam shchita. This is a teiris dam shchita, this is a marshir. Vahai. But when this fell, and it was as yet not Nisbara, Damaku, this is Damaka, this is not Damshrit, I need a biru to tell me it's Damshrit. Now, Gavucha, I wanted to mention a shtikel ha'ora on these three words, Vahai Dam Mako. We had a machloikis and daflamet heyam at beis, and Dam Hamesay Nimaksha Machloikis Rashi in Taisvis, Lady Rishainim hold like Taisvis. We hear a Machloikis, Rab Shimon holds, Damake is not Machshir. We hold Damake is Machshir. We hold Damake is Machshir. Now, what is the Taitz Damake? We have a Machloikis Rashi in Taisvis. Taisus learns it's speaking about damake of a person. That's what Taisus learns, Pshat. That means we have a posik, dam halolim yishte, that the blood of a dead person is machshir, and is a teres. So if we hold damake machshir, we say mali kotla palge, mali kotla kulo. So damake is also dam halolim. So it's machshir. When? This is damake of a person. Damake of a beheime, this is being said, Gemara Masech to Shabbos, is not machshir. Everyone holds it's not machshir. This Gemara is speaking of damake of an Adam. So according to Taisvis, our Gemara is moiridik. Our Gemara says, Rabchiye doesn't know if it's going to be ein l'shchita el l'psoi. I don't know if this is damake or dam shchita. I don't know. What dam is? If he won't be going with the shchite, so it's damake. Damake from a behemah is not machshir. That's another Muslim. Not according to Rav Shimon. Everyone knows damake of a behemah is not machshir. I don't know. Is it damake or dam shchite? My chavrusa asked me, but according to Rashi, Rashi learns the Gemara that damake is speaking about damake from a behemah. Now, damake from a behime is machshir, according to us. Damake is, and these two mandam don't hold like Rav Shimon, they hold that damshchit is machshir. Damake is machshir. So, lechoyre, so what, according to Rashi, what is pshat in this gemara? Bahai damake, this is damake. So, if it's damake, so what is? What is if it's damake? Damake is oichet machshir. So could be, we had mentioned yesterday as far as pshat in the marsho, that it's only called damake if he stopped there. But if he went further and he shechted, then it's sigoli milsam afrei, it's not damake. So, not only it's not damak and dam, it's Damake is dam halolim. That means if a behemoth is killed, so damake is kotla palge. If lemaisa he shechted at the end, it's not damake. And I don't know if it's dam shchite. So it could be it's not machshe. I mean lemaisa, if he shechted at the end, then it became dam shchite. Now it's nisbar as dam shchite, and it wasn't damake. I mean because lemaisa. Lamaisa wasn't damake because it was dam shrite. Well, my toilin, let's go back to the Gemara. Toilin adova, we wait at gemar shrite. We wait till the gemar shrite. If he was going with the shrite. So now I see this is dam shrite. Now it's mevugo, this is dam shrite. Yisal dam b'soiv shrite machshel. If the dam is still around besoiv shchita, so now this is, now I know clearly this is dam shchita, because he was going with the shchita, so now it'll be machshe, mikan alaba. V'loi, loi machshe. So we have here a machloikis, we have here a machloikis, Rabchiye and Rebbe, this dam that fell under the last, after the first simon. Rebbe holds that has a din dam shrite. It has a din avadai dam shrite. And the mele it is machshir already. And Rabchiya says, I don't know if it's, it'll become this barer if it's dam shrite. Vasher Rosham, it's not, I don't have a bir of it dam shrite, so now it can't be machshir. Sofik mashke is not machshir. Fine. So here we are machleik. According, so what's the machlekes nachamal? According to Rab Chiya, it is not machshir, if you wiped it up, because b'shaite wasn't dam shrite. According to Rabbi, it is machshir. Now, what did Rabbi Shaya say? Oh my, so Rabbi Shaya said like this. Rabbi says it's huchshir. Rab Chiya says toilem. Onu al mi nismoich, v'yim nismoich al divrei Rab Shimon, shoy Rab Shimon oim shrite machshir es v'loidam. So the Gemara says, so what did Rabbi Shai say? Umay boyu v'nismoy chaldivrei Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon, so you will say mecha Rab Shimon. Le Rab Shimon, back to Gemara, how does Rab Shimon come in? Le Rab Shimon loy marsha, le Rab Chiya marsha. Now, back to Gemara, amir de kekashe. We have here, over here, we have here three mandiyamim. Rabbi holds, Dam Shrit is Marsha, and he holds right away, as soon as it falls, there's a shame, Dam Shrit. Right, it's Marsha. Rab Chiya holds Dam Shrit is Marsha, but I'll first find out that it's Dam Shrit by the Gmar Shrit. Till then, I don't know if it's Dam Shrit. Fine. Rab Shimon says, Dam Shrit is Bechal not Marsha. That's Rab Shimon. So Rabbi Shaya said, you know what? We'll be Seimach on Rab Shimon. How does Rab Shimon come in over here? These first two Tanoim hold that Dam Shchit is Machshe. Rab Shimon holds Dam Shchit is not Machshe, period. So, how are you making a kugel over here will be Soimach and Rab Shimon? How can you be Soimach and Rab Shimon? Rab Shimon is not like these two. And for the Gemara, Beniskanech miu shavu ladodi. Mar loy marsher, o mar loy marsher. Havelay Rebbe chad, vein dvorov shel echad b'mokim shnayim. Now this is a moiridike gemara. The gemara says as follows. La aloche, what happened over here? A person shechted a behime, dam fell after the first simon, and it was wiped up. According to Rab Shimon, according to Rebbe, it's mukshe. Dam shchite, yes, it's called dam shchite, and it's mukshe. Fine. According to Rab Chiya, it's Sofik Dam Shchite is not Machshe. It's Lamaises, according to Rab Chiya, it's not Mukshe. According to Rebbe, it is Mukshe. Rab Chiya is a Talmud of Rebbe. He can't paskin like a Talmud b'mokim Rabbi. But Rabbi Shai Gizok, you know, we have another Tana. We have a Tana Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says also it's not Mukshe. Why? Because Rab Shimon knows Dam Shchite, Bechlal is not Machshe. So we have here two Tanoim that say it's not Mukshe. One Tana says it's Mukshe, So we paskin like Chayv Tanoi, and it's not Moshe. There's a Mordeke Kugel over here, but we made over here, because let's ask a pertinent question. The first two Tanoim hold Dam Shchita is Machshe. That's what they both hold. Rav Shimon holds Dam Shchita is not Machshe. So Lechayre, in this Shaila, is Dam Shchita Machshe, yes or no? We have two Tanoim that say it is Machshe. Rav Shimon says it's not Machshe. So you have two against Rav Shimon. And all of a sudden, the Gemara says, no, we have two against Rabbi. Rav Shimon says it's not Machshe Bechlal, and Rav Priya says it's not called Dam Shchita. So that's two against Rabbi. How do you have Lechayre? Rabbi and Rav Priya are against Rav Shimon. Rabbi and Rav Priya hold Dam Shchita is Machshe. Rav Priya says it's not Dam Shchita yet. But they hold both Dam Shchita is Machshe. Rav Shimon holds Dam Shchita is not Machshe. So how do you pair Rav Shimon? We don't bask in like Rav Shimon for sure. Rav Shimon that holds, these two hold Dam Shchita is Machshe. How do you pair Rav Shimon and Rav Priya and say it's not Machshe? So that's the Chmir. The only way I can understand it is Pshat is like this. There's a klal, the Gemara says, Masechtas Erev, and Zu Bezu Divrei Elokim Chayim. When you have a machlokes from Tanoim, none of them are wrong. They're all right. The Gemara says, this is Gabi Shammai and Hillel. Zu Bezu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Both are emes. What's that both are emes? One says Tomei, one says Toyer. Both are emes. What is Pshat? Both are emes. Either Tomei or Toyer. No. There's a svaris a toire, it should be toher. There's a svaris, and then Mrs. Svaris, and as I said, shiva ponim la toire, shiva ponim la toire. There's a svaris a toire, it should be toher. That's a oiskehaltene svaris, a svaris a toire. There's a svaris a toire that it should be tome. Both are emes a svaris, both emes a svaris. Both are toire. Zubisu divri elikim chayim. The Shiloh, when it comes to halacha, who do we paskin like, is not who is right. Both are right. Who we paskin like means, but how do we have to be misnayik? That means there's a din niyuk. Good, this one says Tomei, this one says Toyer, he's right, fine. Everyone, but what do we have to do? How do we have to be misnayik? And that is a din of psak. We paskin, so Abasko came out. We paskin like Basilu. Not that Beishami was wrong. Beishami is a svore, Beisil is a svore, but we paskin like Beisil. Or the Seilos is lovely, we paskin like Beishami. This is not right and wrong, this is Dinei Anhoge. And this world now we're knowing like Beisil, Los is lovely, we're knowing like Beishami. So Memele, Adachsmeh, that is pshat like this. Rab Shimon says, Dam Shchita is not Machshe. Rab Chi and Rebbe hold, Dam Shchita is Machshe. Fine. That's Zubisu Divrei Elokim Chayim. There's a svar, it's not Machshe, the svar is Machshe. That's irrelevant. Both are emes. Now we're talking in Anhoge, how should I be Noigel Gabi this to last? So, if both of them are emes, Rav Shimon is also emes. So now in Anhoge, I have, Rav Shimon says, I can assume that the last was not Moshe. Rav Chiya says, I can assume that the last is not Moshe. So I have two Tanoim that are saying the emes, they say that the las is not Moshe. There's one Tane that says that the las is Moshe. So in Anhoge, I have two against one, and I paskin that the las is not Moshe. That's the first Loshen. Rav Ashi Omar, so Rav Papa had learned Pshat, that toilin means I wait till the gemar shchita. It gets a toiris dam shchita by the gemar. I wait at sheyigmar. Toilin dama ad gemar shchita. Ravashi said that's not pshat in Rav Chiya. Toilin lo oila mashme. Toilin means I'm always toilin. I don't know. I'll never know if this talas became Moshe. The niskanech l'Rav Chiya, if the dam was niskanech after the first simon, is l'Rav Chiya spooky misapkle. He doesn't know, is it dam shchita or isn't it dam shchita. Rav Chiya is misupik, he's going to find out when the Leonovi comes. That means not, according to the first Loshen, when by the Gemar Shchita, then you'll know that then you'll, now it's Ichanat Dam Shchita. Later, it'll become Dam Shchita. According to Ravashi, Ravashi didn't know. Maybe it's now Dam Shchita. Maybe it'll later become Dam Shchita. Ravashi himself was Mesup. Toilam Lo'oilam Ashme. V'niskanech L'Rab Chiye, but so if the Dam was wiped off after the Shchita of the first Simen, L'Rab Chiye Svuki Misavkele, he doesn't know. Yeshna L'Shchita Mitchil L'Vatsoi. So then it became Muksha. If first gets Hashem dam shchita l'b'soif, so it's not Muksha. Umay toilin, so what is the toilin? Loi oichlin v'loi sarfin. This the last Rashi had said, al the last shel tumeh. It's talking about al the last shel tumeh. That after this dam shchita fell on it, Asheretz touched it. So now if it was Moshe, so if there's a mitzvah lisreif. If it was not Moshe, there's a mitzvah to eat. Rab Chiya did not know, is it dam shchita, is not dam shchita. So Memele, so he's mesupik if it's dam shchita or not. Is loy oichlin v'loy serfin. So Memele, so you're not allowed to eat it. Maybe it is Moshe. Rabbi holds you burn it. There's a mitzvah sreife. Since it was Moshe, so there's a mitzvah sreife. Rabbi Chi is mesupik, so he says v'loy serfen. You don't burn it. My boy, v'nismach al divrei Rabbi Shimon. L'Rabbi Shimon. Loimach, so how are you saying Machan Rab Shimon? Rab Shimon Loimach shel Rab Chiya Sveike, it's a sofik if it's Machshel, not how do you combine Rab Shimon to Rab Chiya? Sri Gemara says, Linyin Sreife Miyushavul Adodi. When it comes to the Shaila, is there a mitzvah of Sreife? They both agree. Ma Loi Sofe, because maybe it's not Mukshel. Because it's vaday loy mursha, but both hold is no mitzvah of sreife. Avalei Rebbe chad, so Rebbe holds that it is mursha, so there's a mitzvah of sreife. Avalei Rebbe chad, ein dvorav shalechot b'mokim shnayim, v'chikoma kegoyin zois, toilin loy oichlin v'loy sreifim. Let us see Rashi. Loila mashme, achi yoviliyo, yoidiyanu, loitoni tane toilen hadovo, shegmori mechiach olov. It doesn't mean we'll wait till the end. That was the first, that was Rapope, Ravashi holds, I don't know if it was marsher or not. That's the sugya, and now we're starting a new sugya. Boy, Rab Shimon ben Lokish, Tzoret shel menoches, Moinim boy rishain v'sheini, Oy ein moinim boy rishain v'sheini. Ki mahanye chibas hakoidish lapsule gufe limnimne be rishin b'sheini loy beidulme loyshna. Now let us just see Rashi, and then we'll explain the Gemara. I just like to say, over in the Moisef Rashi, he brings down Rashi in Psochim, and Rashi Menoches. So before we learn our Rashi, Rashi there is much more clearer. Tzorit shal Menoches, Yovesh shal Menoches, Mokim shaloi noga lishom shemen. So what is Pshat? So let us just say, here Rashi explains clearly what we're talking about. We are speaking about such a case. by a mincha, you have seilas, flour. This flour was never mukhsha lekabel tume. Wash it off because it can become chametz, so the flour is not mukhsha lekabel tume. When you make a mincha, you pour shemen. So I have here in this mincha, there's a chelik of this mincha that's dry. The shemen didn't touch it. So this seilas, the shemen didn't touch. So it's not mukhsha lekabel tume, right? Shemen didn't touch it. So it's not mukhsha lekabel tume. So what is the shaila? So the shaila is, but we have a concept by kochim, chibas hakodesh machshe. Is a din we learn now, chibas hakodesh. That means kochim does not need the hechsher of a masket should fall on it. Kochim, there's a nudin chibas hakodesh machshir. We had mentioned the gather of hechsher is a mixer for an oichel. Chibas hakodesh mashveyul oichel. The hechshimus of an oichel without hechsher. Fine. So Rish Lakish, that was a double poshet. It's a mekabel tome because chibas hakodesh machshir. That was no problem. But he had a shaila. This din, the chibas hakodesh is machshir. What is it? Is that pshat? It passels it. That means it comes possible, but it's not pekoyach letame yacherim. The whole concept letame yacherim, arishin letuma, sheni letuma. That's if you have a real hechsher. If you have a real hechsher, yipol mayim al zera. Then it's tame and it's metame acher. Then if there's a real hechsher with a mashke, then it's metame as arishin nasheni. This din of chibas hakodesh that's machshir could be it's only machshir that is posel akrove, but could be it's not called tamei, or maybe not. Maybe the din of chibas hakodesh machshir is that it's the same, just like there's a din hechsher by chulin of nefilas mashke alas loim. So there's a din hechsher by kochim chibas hakodesh machshir, but it's tamei also. Let us see again Rashi, the Gemara. Boy Rav Shimon ben Lakish, tzorid shel menaches. I have some dry soilus of menaches. So tzich mekabel tume. Meinim boy rishin v'sheini. Is it mamish mekabel tume like every other oichel that's mukshir? And there's a rishin l'tume, a sheini l'tume. Oy ein meinem bei rishin beshein. Or maybe there's no den rishin besheini. And he spells that the tzodei asafik. Ki mahan yechibas hakodesh lafsulei gufe. It passels it. Just like we have a shlishi betumis posel, a revi bekodesh is posel. Pshad is the tumme passels it, but it doesn't have any tumme in it. Can't be metam acherim. So memele could be Chibes HaKodesh helps Lapsulei Gufe to passel the Guf. It's possible. It's possible HaKrobe. Aber Lemimne Beirishin V'Sheini Loi. I do Meloishna. Maybe not. Now let us see Rashi and Taisus. Zot Rashi, Tzorit Shel Menoches, Kerte Kemach, some particles of flour, Hatzovo B'Machvas, that's in the Machvas, Ben Shemen nichnas l'soichai, and the Shemen did not reach it. Tzorid loshin yovesh, it's dry. With the Gemase b'Rosh Hashanah, oy koylei dak, oy ov, oy tzorut. It's in the koyle of a shofar. So there we see a dry coal. So it's Rashi weiter. Kaim alon the chibes hakodesh machsheres. The sign here we learned, v'haboso, the Vav, I think, la rabbi is eitzim alavoyne, kidalakamon. That eitzim alavoyne, even though it's not a noich, it's also makabel tome. Moinim boi rishim v'sheini kloima. Im nitmo metame acherim, oi loy, that's the shayla. Lafsule gufe, litzo bachile, not allowed to eat it, but could be it's not metame acherim. Let us see Tosfos. Tzorit shal menoches moinim. Perish bekuntris, körte kemach hat zeburim bemincha, particles of flour that are together by a mincha, ben shemen nichnas l'saychay, the shemen did not touch it. So these particles, let us see Taisis. Tzorit shal menoches moinim. Perish bekontris, kerte kemach atzvurim b'mincha, ben shemen nichnas l'saychay. Ve'im toimel, ve'yitztarev kli le'inyan hechsher, ki ilo hukshar kulay, k'may shemitzarev le'inyan tume, medechsiv kaf achas, toshinen akosu, l'chol osa akosu, toshinen osa akosu, l'chol mashe bekaf achas. Now, there's a meredik ahalocha by kochim, that a kli mitzalfam. That means, that if you have a kli shorit, this is a din only in, let's work backwards. Let's see, not by kochim. A person has, let's say, he has a bowl of seeds. And, seeds of chardo. He takes a sheret, and he touches five seeds. But the din is the five seeds are rishin l'tume. The surrounding seeds, the seed next to the rishin will become a sheni. That's it. So you have, eight seeds which are tume, rishin and sheni, and that's it. The rest of the seeds in this bowl are toya, because, the sheret touched this. If you have an apple and the sheret touches an apple, it's one apple, so the whole apple is tame. Doesn't have to touch all over. But if you have different particles, each particle is an entity b'fnei atzmai, some emela, so the sheret would touch this entity, this became tame, the other didn't become tame. By kochim there's a klal kaf achas, kol mashe bekaf, also a kosov ka'achas. Amor the kechidus, a chaymer and kochim. That the klisharis is mitzarev kol ma'ashe b'soichoi, and therefore if a sheret will touch one particle, the whole thing is tome. Everything becomes a rishon l'tome. Because it's one entity, the keli is mitzarev. So Tais says, Amor the kechashis, what he asked you, the shaman didn't touch here. But if it is a concept of achas, so just like when you masher an apple, the masher is to fall on the whole apple, the masher falls on the masher of the apple, the whole apple becomes muksha. You only have them a masher to fall on a chelik of the entity, and the whole entity becomes muksha. So Mamela Satasis asks, since we are speaking about kochim, and by kochim we have a concept of achas, so a kosov kila kule achas, so what's the shaila? There's no hechatimse. It became muksha with the shemen. That's Taisus Kash. V'yitztarev kli linyin hechshe kilu huchshe kuloi k'may shemitzarev linyin tume midrsiv kach achas yidarshin en osa kosov l'chol ma shebekav achas. Now, this din is in by a kli shoris. It's not samazai. By a kli shoris, is mitzarev ma shebesoich. So Taisa says, the mincha nivlelis b'klisharis. If you're talking about you put the shemen, so you will boil all the mincha, so you boil all in the klisharis. The mukhbeh kama the menachis. The omar rabbi yechanin, bolol azor kshayre. If azor made the blila, it's kosher, you don't need a koyin to make the blila. Chutz l'chaymes azor, but what if the blila was chutz l'chaymes azor? Psule, umafarish taimen. The given the kedushas kliu, because since it was niskadish bekeli, nay the kune loy boy pnim ye boy, it's possible be yotze. It gets a kedushas agu. B'shas the blila, since you made a blila in a klisharis, so it gets a kedushas agu. So pnim sal be yotze. Boy, so Taisu says tamasay the blila has to be when you're eating the shemen. It has to be in a klisharis, right in the Gemara Menachos Taftes, and by a klisharis we have the klal hakli mitzav. Va'oi, the loishayich chibas hakodesh alahecha sheniskadish beklisharis. Okay, if you're working with chibas hakodesh, so chibas hakodesh only works if something was niskadish beklisharis. Ki demuchach bereisha menachos vanesochim,
the comma eitzim ba'atzei amaroche amekabel tuma al tchibes hakodesh machshe kol kame dele mishafelu begzirim, that says ligzirim loy miskashri ulevoyna nami kol kame dele mekadesh bekli loy miskashro. So the Yisabroche says pshat in this raya that so by levoyna we see klal levoyna, that eitzim levoyna, so levoyna needs a kedushas kli shoris, and the atzei amarocha also need a kardom of a kli shoris to give it a din on the atzei amarocha to give it a din that chibes hakadosh will be marsha. So bekitzer, you need a kli shoris for chibes hakadosh. So al kochach there was a kli shoris. So if there was a klishara, so let us say the concept of asor akosav kulei ka'acha. Taisvis, now before Taisvis goes further, I'm saying a yesod, that you need a klishara, svachibis ha'kaidis. Vohod oma behi pirke, gabi pore de mitmo, a pore is metame, it's makabal tume, hafo gav docholoi med lisraif kesorev domi, vahavi ka'afre, that means it doesn't have a chshivis of an oichul, it's oimed lisroi, yishim dechibes hakoidish mashvile yoichol. That means it's not worse than eitzim ulevoina. That chibes hakoidish makes a por. The Gemara says a por adum does never chibes avanoichol, because it's oimed lisroi. So it does never chibes avanoichol, but it's mekabel tume because chibes hakoidish is machshe. Toisvus, I just had a yesod that chibes hakoidish is only machshe with a klishores. There is no klishores by por adum. Awesome like a kiddish kli. So they say shani poro hil va also boshchita vazo ke ein kolben. There you made many avoiders boshchita vazo. So it gives it just like a klisharis. The gam mishum chuma the poro chmiru shetani bochim esakayish. Bekitza Taisus has a problem. Taisus has a problem what is the shaila? Even though the shemen did not fall on these particles of kemach, but the tzicha became mukhsha of the concept of a so a kosov l'chol ma'ashe bekaf acha. So Taisvi says, not like Rashi, the ma'iri yoche b'shloi nosen adayin shema b'minche b'tchila sh'asoylis b'psise ch'mandi yom ha'midis yoveis nishkatsho v'minche k'doyshe b'loi shemen. So Taisvi wants to say that it's speaking about the midah that they measured, the kemach also has a din klisharis, and they measured it in this midah. So it had a teiras, got a kedusha saguk. They didn't add any shemen whatsoever. We before the shemen. Rav mincha kedai shebeloi shemen. So the shaila is. It is mekabel tuma al chibes hakodesh machshe. The shaila is chibes hakodesh. Does chibes hakodesh a yomayna rishim b'sheini? It only passes. Oy be minchas choytei, oy be minchas kenois, alake shemen niskatsha asoylus bekli leinosam boimayim klal. So Taisa says the case. The case is here. We're talking about a dry mincha. But not the way Rashi said that the shemen didn't reach it, because if they put shemen into the keli, so it became mukshef, the shemen didn't reach. A different pshat in the Gemara. A pshat is that no, the shemen was as yet not put in, was nichshav klisharis, and that's the shayla. Umiyu, loshen sorid, mashme, miktoso, lacho, miktoso, yevesha. Taisa says, that's good, but the Lashon is mashme, tzored means part of it is dry and part of it is wet. So Taisa says, would it have a muscle, let me borrow the bus, a kaidish, let me borrow the mind, and I'm kotshim le machshe. I saw in Taisa's Arosh, them is in two telutzim. One telutz, I don't understand the cheshbon, but, I won't say over the cheshbon, but I'll kapon him. He says the Tolden of Kaf Achas Aso Akos of Kachas is only Lagabi Kabbalah's book, not Lagabi Hershia. Tolden is a Chiddish. And he has a Cheshman, the Chiddish was only said Lagabi Kabbalah's book. It's not achas l'gabi everything. It's achas l'gabi kabbalah sumer. Fine, that's one teret. Then he brings down another teret. I think this is pshat in the second teret. I think pshat in the second teret is as follows. He put the kemach It could be the kemach, the whole kemach was niskadish bekli. The whole kemach was niskadish bekli, could be midas yovis niskacha. And then he put it into, let's see, another keli, where he's going to make the belil in the other keli. And a chelik of the kemach was over the rim. So that din, then he put the shemen. So the din of kol masha b'soichoi, aso akosef, kol masha b'soichoi, and there's a din ka'achas, that's what's inside the keli. But that is jutting out of the keli, that is no din of ka'achas. This is in the keli. Kol masha b'soichoi keli. Bein ha-keili mekadish mitzaref elamasha b'soich ha-keili. So, Mamela, that's the case I want to enter. I mean, so this is, could be the teretz on Rashi.